control with a free inspection at Ubley Motor Service. The professionals at Ubley Motor Service will check your shocks, brakes, tires, belts, hoses, and wiper blades. Right now, buy four Napa shocks or struts and get one free. That's right, buy four qualifying Napa or Rancho Ride control products for the price of three. Also find sale prices on Cooper, BF Goodrich, and Goodyear tires. From tune-ups and transmission overhauls to complete engine replacement, trust Ubley Motor Service. Good luck, Ubley Bearcats, from the pit crew at Ubley Motor Service. Your number one Ubley Bearcat sports fans, Auto Owners Insurance and the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. We'll work with you to insure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Hi, I'm Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academics. Excellence.
From the bathroom to the home office, a custom entertainment center, or a fabulous new kitchen, D&M Cabinet Shop has the experience and quality craftsmanship you deserve. They understand your expectations and deliver your dreams. Your home is important. Let D&M Cabinet Shop change dull to exciting. Call D&M Cabinet Shop at 989-479-9271. Check them out on the web at dnmcabinet.com or stop by the shop at 5230 Purdy Road near Ruth.
Speaking of exciting, help us cheer on our team, the Ubley Bearcats. Go Bearcats!
This is Len Jensen, Thumb Cellular Sales Executive for Tuscola and Huron Counties.
And this is Tanya Obersky, Sales Executive for Sanilac and Huron County.
Have you finally had enough with your big national impersonal cellular company? And are you ready to switch to your local cellular provider with the clearest signal, nationwide service with no roaming charges, 4G LTE service, and the customer service that you deserve? Call Tanya Obersky or myself, Len Jensen, today.
Are you already with Thumb Cellular but need to add a phone to your account? Want to switch to the lightning speed of the 4G LTE service? Call us today and we can come to you. If you live in Sanilac or Huron County, call me, Tanya Obersky, at 989-553-5282.
If you live in Tuscola or Huron County, call me, Len Jensen, at 989-550-4666.
For your best deal. Call us and make an appointment today.
WLEW Sports at the half as the Ubley Bearcats come out and jump out to the 16-point lead, 16-0 over the hosting USA Patriots. It has been an active first half. Dave Hansen, why don't you tell us how we got to this point?
All Ubley so far on the scoreboard. They started the game with an 11-play drive. And bear with me, folks, you hear this name a lot. Roman Welt, 5-yard touchdown. Followed that up with a two-point conversion run, 8-0 Ubley. After a 21-play drive with three penalties setting back Ubley, they overcame the odds, still found a way to score. Roman Welt again on a 4-yard carry after a failed two-point conversion pass. A penalty allowed them to do it all over again and hand it to the guy that's done it all game, Roman Welton, again with a two-point conversion run, making it 16-0. Ubley over USA at the half, and that's how we've gotten here, Clark.
Currently, you're listening to the sounds and of the USA Marching Patriots going through the decades. Right now, it's the 80s with the Safety Dance. Let's take a listen. Thank you. the sounds of the USA marching Patriots out there. And they are in full uniform. Last week they were in their summer garb. Now they pull out the full unis. And more than likely, I can actually affirm that it's warmer this week than last week. Let's take a look at the individual stats here. On offense, first for the Ubley Bearcats, 31 plays rushing the ball for 171 yards. Dave, you know how many yards Ubley has passing the ball? Zero.
I would guess zero.
They haven't thrown the ball. They don't need to. One play on special teams for a 14-yard return. So 31 plays of offense for 171 yards. Throwing the special teams for 32 plays for 185 yards. Two penalties on offense for 15 yards. Rushing the ball, Jeffrey Wright, the quarterback, has five keepers for 38 yards. Had one fumble right off the snap, but the Derrick Brown was able to recover that one for the Bearcats. Derrick Brown, speaking of him, he's leading all carriers tonight with 10 carries and 58 yards. His long, only 13, and he's averaging 5.8 every time he touches the ball. Roman Welton, though, 9 carries for 39 yards and both scores for the Bearcats, a 3-yard run and a 4-yard run, of course, as well as the extra the 2-point conversion on the last one. And Dominic Rosenthal, 7 carries for 36 yards, their fullback, averaging 5.1 per carry. Passing the ball, like I said, Ubley has not gone to the air yet, as they are going through with like a caterpillar right down the whole road. A lot of torque right there, coming right from the Midwest of the United States of America. Special teams, Evan Block, that 14-yard return to start the game. That's the only time on special teams so far. And they've had a false start for 5 yards and a holding, which, of course, was a called back a touchdown as Jeffrey Wright actually, with the quarterback keeper, got into the end zone. But they called that one back, but it didn't matter anyway. They scored on that drive regardless.
They did, Clark. And looking at the Ubley offense so far, normally there's somebody that stands out to me. Obviously, Roman Welton with both touchdowns really stands out in the scoring department. But when you look at the amount of carries that were handed out and how evenly distributed they are, and the yards is evenly distributed, we're looking at Jeffrey Wright averaging just over seven yards a carry. Derrick Brown is averaging just over 5 yards a carry. Roman Welton averaging just over 4. And Dominic Rosenthal averaging just over 5. These guys are getting a first down every other play right now. USA, that's the only thing they're going to talk about, is how do we slow down this run. The hard part's going to be, who do you slow down? Because all of them right now are running very well.
As far as the USA Patriot offense, they have 8 plays rushing the ball for 16 yards, 5 passing plays for 31 yards, so a total of 13 plays in offense for 47 yards of offense, 2 plays in special teams for 20 yards in returns, so overall 15 plays for 67 yards, 1 penalty on offense for 10 yards. Aaron Sines leads the rushing attack with 16 yards on 4 carries, averaging 4 per carry. Ryan Miller-wise, 1 carry for 3 yards, and Macklin Gettle, 3 carries for -3. Passing the ball, Tanner Foley is 2 for 5 for 31 yards. One was for -5. The other one was for 36 yards, which was into the hands of Aaron Sines, which sparked the USA offense at the end of that first half. But nothing else going there. Dominic Guardian, -5 yards on it. 1 reception on 2 attempts. And Ryan Miller-wise, 0 for 2. And, of course, that one slipped through his hands for the touchdown at the very end of the game on 4th down.
At the very end, just before halftime, you mean, Clark, and Iggs, you're exactly right.
Yes.
So far, looking at this, not much going in the running game at all. And we've mentioned this before, Clark, I'm going to say it again. They're losing the battle in the trenches. Ubley is winning this one on offense and defense with their line. And USA's running game is proving that right now. However, a couple bright spots there, that deep pass that was caught by Aaron Sines, and another potential one that could have easily been caught by Ryan Miller-wise, is something that I think USA is going to go in and say, instead of making an adjustment on the running game, they may try and throw a few more pass plays out there to spread Ubley out a little bit more, and that might help open up the run. But one thing I noticed, Clark, and you probably did too, Ryan Miller-wise has not been existing at all on the offensive side. He has just the 1 carry and has 2 passes thrown his way. Otherwise, he hasn't been used. So I look for that to change in the second half.
The only good thing he did do is he had that one punt inside the 20, inside the 10, inside the 5,
phenomenal
down to the
punt,
1 yard
yes.
line. A 38-yard punt, the only time USA has punted the ball, and of course a 10-yard penalty for holding for the USA Patriot offense. Let's take a look at the defensive side here now. 29 tackles for USA, no tackles for a loss, and 1 penalty on defense for 2 yards.